Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Micha, Chapter 4, Perek Dalet. As has become our custom, our learning is dedicated to the success and safety of Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, of our dear IDF soldiers, to the swift return of all of the hostages, and for the refuah shlema, the swift healing of all of those who have been injured in this war in Gaza. If chapter 2 and 3 bemoan the dismal state of corruption and exploitation in Jerusalem, chapter 4 is a gorgeous perek of nechama that takes the theme of justice and offers us a positive vision, an image of a future time in which Jerusalem will be known for her integrity, her commitment to law, to peace. These are famous lines. In days to come, the mountain of the house of God will stand firm at the top of the mountains, v'nisahu mikvaot, and it shall be raised up above all other hills, v'naharoi lavamim, nations will come to Jerusalem, v'alchu goyim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'ale har Hashem v'el beit Elohei Yaakov. They'll say, the nations will say, come, let us go out up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Yaakov, v'yoreinu midrachav, we want him to teach us his ways, v'nel chab orchotav, and we will walk in his paths, ki mitzion tetzei Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, because Torah will come out from Zion and the word of God from Jerusalem, v'shafat bein amim rabim, v'ochiach l'goyim atzumim, ad rachok, v'chitutu charvotehem l'itim v'chaninotehem l'mazmerot, lo yisa goy el goy cherev, v'lo yilmudu od milchama. Right, the famous lines that they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not take up sword against nation. They won't know war. And this is because the nations will come to Jerusalem instead of fighting one another, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, v'shafat bein amim rabim, v'ochiach l'goyim atzumim. This will be the international court of justice. This is where nations will come to adjudicate their international conflicts. And who will judge? Hashem will judge. He will judge among the peoples. He will arbitrate amongst the nations. And therefore, they won't need weapons. They'll beat their swords into plowshares. They won't know war. V'yashvu ish tachat gafno v'tachat te'inato v'ein macharid. Each person will sit under their vine, under their fig tree, and there will be no fear. Ki pi Hashem tzva'ot diber. These are famous lines, and they appear as well in the opening chapters of Yeshayahu, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 2. And it's fascinating to entertain the thought of both Micha and Yeshayahu saying the same lines. Many have said that Micha is a student of Yeshayahu, and what does that mean in prophetic terms? But I'm going to focus our attention upon the next Pasuk, Pasuk He, which to my mind presents a fascinating theological perspective. But before we move to actually read Pasuk He, verse 5, let's frame it in a particular way. In the year 2000, in the millennium, Pope John Paul II visited Israel and Jerusalem. It was the second ever papal visit to Medina Israel, and the first since the Vatican had recognized Israel. And that process took almost 50 years. Israel's chief rabbi, Ashkenazi chief rabbi, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, a Holocaust survivor, born in Poland, presented the Polish-born Pope a leather-bound Tanakh. And he inscribed Pasuk He, chapter 4, verse 5, from our Perek. And it reads like this. Ki kol amim yelchu ish b'shem Elohav. Because all nations will walk, each one, in the name of his God. Va'anachnu nelech b'shem Hashem Eloheinu la'olam va'ed. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Seems rather innocuous. Ki kol ha'amim yalchu ish b'shem Elohav. Va'anachnu nelech b'shem Hashem Eloheinu la'olam va'ed. But this gift and this pasuk were very specially chosen. On the surface, it's a verse that signifies religious tolerance. We respect your religion, you should respect ours. And as I say, it sounds innocuous, but in fact, it's touching a point of deep theological contention between Judaism and Christianity. You know, Christianity saw the Jews as rejected from being the chosen people. The Tanakh was the Old Testament, and the Jews had been rejected from the covenant. It was the Old Covenant which had been rejected. The Jews, because of their sins, had been rejected from the covenant. And Christianity was the New Testament, or maybe better said, the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant. In Christian view, the Jews' exile was a sign of their insubordination, of their rejectedness. And Christians were to act that out by humiliating Jews, so said St. Augustine. And in this frame, Christianity had a very hard time with the re-establishment of Medina Israel, because as Rav Soloveitchik writes in Kol Dodi Dofek, Medina Israel and the return of Jews to Zion shatters this classical Christian theology. If Jews are back, then maybe they're still chosen. The Jewish covenant is then still in effect. And that really undermines the whole Christian theology. So when Rav Yisrael Meir Lau gave the Pope a Tanakh, an Old Testament, the Jewish Bible, and said, let all people walk in the name of God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever, he was asserting our claim to our theology and putting it fair and square on the table. And he was furthermore repudiating centuries of Christian efforts and attempts to forcibly convert Jews. And he was stating unequivocally that this is unacceptable, that we exist as an independent faith community with full theological rights to existence and to not be persecuted or subject to conversion. So that's the first brave thing that Rav Yisrael Meir Lau did. But it wasn't exclusively an akitzah, a stab at the Christian point of view. It was also an overture to another, to other religious traditions. It was a statement of tolerance. And it isn't the only statement of tolerance. Again, this statement of Ki kol ha'amim yelchu ish b'shem Elohav, let all nations walk in the name of their gods, it's exceedingly tolerant. And how does Judaism deal with that theologically? Some of you might know that Rabbi Jonathan Sacks published a book in 2002 called The Dignity of Difference, calling for religious tolerance. And it caused a huge amount of controversy, some people even claiming that it was heretical. He wrote there, and I quote, that the beating heart of monotheism is that God is greater than religion, that he is only partially comprehended by any faith. He is my God, but he's also your God. He exists not only in my faith, but also in yours. End of quote. And that got a lot of heat. But the truth is that Rabbi Sacks isn't the person who created this. I'd argue that it's in Micha, and it's in Sefer Malachi, and it's even in Sefer Dvarim. And the Rambam already said that though many aspects of Christianity were idolatrous and were wrong, its core was true monotheistic. And let me quote from Hilchot Malachim. This bit was actually censored out of the Rambam, but we've got the original manuscripts. And I'm going to read it in English. And the Rambam there says, but the plans of the creator of the world, of God, no person can understand them, for our ways are not the same as his ways, and our plans are not his plans. And all of these things about Jesus of Nazareth and about the Yishmaelite, meaning Muhammad, who rose after him, they are only to make the path, to pave the path for the Melech HaMashiach, and to fix the whole world to worship God together. As it says in Zephaniah, for I will give the people clear speech for all of them to call out in the name of God and to worship him with one purpose. And the Rambam continues and says, how? And he explains, the whole world is already filled with the words of the Messiah, the ideas of Torah and the words of the mitzvot, and these ideas have been spread to distant islands and to many barbaric peoples. And they study these words, they study the Bible and the mitzvot of the Torah. True, they say, the Christians say, the mitzvot were true, but they've already been nullified. True, they say, the Messiah has already come. But when the true Mashiach arises and he succeeds, They will immediately do tshuva. They will repent and will realize and acknowledge their falsehoods that their ancestors and prophets passed down to them, and their prophets and their ancestors had misled them. End of quote. So, for the Rambam, Christianity has much that is right, along with much that is wrong. Idolatry is wrong, but yet at the core of Christianity is a belief in one God and ethics and what have you. And it'll need a little bit of tweaking when Mashiach comes, but you know, the fact that they know all the Bible stories will be very useful. It's certainly preferable to a pagan lifestyle. Now, where does this appear? So what I'm saying is that when Micha says that Ki kol ha'amim yalchu ish b'shem Elohav, he's almost tolerating other religions. Here, let me say it to you in a couple of other Sfarim. Here's Malachi, the book of Malachi. So he says, he's criticizing the Kohanim, and he says, Ki mimizrach shemesh v'ad mevo'o, from the east to the west, gadol shemi bagoyim, my name is honored amongst the nations. U'b'chol makom, and in every place, mukdar u'mugash lishmi minchat horah, Ki gadol shmi bagoyim, amar Hashem Tzvaot, and everywhere around the world, incense is offered in my name, for my name is honored amongst the nations, said the Lord of hosts. Now, that's Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. And hold on, these are talking about pagan nations, but he seems to be saying that at the core, people are, when they talk about God, they mean God. And maybe, you know, you can even understand it as him. I'll give you another example from the book of Devarim, chapter 4. Where he says that Jews aren't allowed to worship idolatry. They're not allowed to worship the Shemesh and the Areach and Kochavim. But then here's a strange phrase. Asher chalak Hashem Elohecha otam lechol ha'amim tachat kol ha'shamayim. Because God gave those to all the nations. We're meant to be pure monotheists, but we don't expect that high monotheistic bar from other nations. I guess what I'm saying here is that look at Pasuk He. And Pasuk He opens the door to a great amount of religious tolerance and to the ability of Judaism. Judaism was never a religion like Christianity or Islam, which tried to see everybody else as an infidel or a heretic and to convert people. We were always Jews and other people weren't. And at the same time, do we see absolutely no value whatsoever in their religious traditions, as if their religious traditions are just abominable and awful, and there is absolutely no virtue there, especially when we see religions which seem to make people virtuous. So in this regard, I think Pasuk He has something interesting to add to the conversation. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.